This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 246, how one YouTube watcher missed the point and the gold in our IELTS advice.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out about a negative comment that one YouTube student left on one of our most popular IELTS videos, and find out why he missed the point and what you can learn from our response. Hey there, Jessica. What's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay. I am super excited because I get to go to a Timbers game tomorrow.
That's awesome. Wow, you're lucky. That's cool. That's your favorite team.
Oh, my God. But even though they kind of suck right now, to be honest, yeah. they're not so hot. They're not on a hot streak, as they say.
Yeah, but if you're a true fan, though, you got to be with them in bad times and good, right?
Totally. So, yeah. I mean, no matter what the results of the game are, I am still going to have so much excitement in seeing my favorite dudes in front of me. Like, that's so amazing to have these favorite players that you follow, you know?
That's so
and
cool.
You watch like every move and you know all their names and their positions, and then all of a sudden, like, they're real. Like, they're real people in front of you on the
weird.
Field.
Oh. Yeah, that's the feeling I've had when I've seen like movie stars, like I used to teach tennis in Manhattan, and so we had some movie stars whose kids we taught, right?
Cool.
And they would come in, like, I won't say anyone's name because who knows, their PR person will be on the phone with me.
Oh.
But yeah, like, you know, a star would be like walking in, picking up her kid. I'd be like, whoa, like, you've been on these big movies. Like, I'm seeing you in front of me.
That's
it's so
cool.
Weird, you know?
It's crazy. Bizarre. It is bizarre. Yeah. And people don't, like, I think everybody has stories about meeting famous people or, you know, like glancing or glimpsing them, right?
Yeah.
And they never look like they do on TV or in the movies
way.
Or whatever. And it's always kind of a jolt. Like, first your heart kind of stops, like, huh? Like, this what? It's really real. They're there. And then you look at them and you're like, you look like 10 years older than
you're not that good looking. You're just good looking. You're not like hot, you know?
Right?
And then society goes and we compare ourselves to these people, right? Like, in terms of attractiveness. I mean, that's another topic, but I guess that's an interesting speaking topic maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We should talk about that next. I had a very interesting conversation with my friend the other day about like relationships to food and how for women that reflects what we see in the media. Anyway, whole other topic.
Good
Maybe
stuff.
We could talk about it tomorrow.
But today we're on to a YouTube topic, right, Jessica?
Yes.
We're in YouTube today. Okay.
So one, I think this might be the video with the highest number of views so far. It's called.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. There's about 18,000 views. Okay. And it's called IELTS Speaking Part 2 Trick, How to Introduce Your Answer. And basically in the video, I talk about how all the IELTS books and the IELTS teachers tell you to do the same thing. In Speaking Part 2, they tell you to say, today, I am going to talk about blah, blah, blah. And like, that's so awkward and weird. And native speakers would never say that. And it's just, it's dumb. Like, that's not going to get you a high score. So, in the video, I give you phrases that I would use to introduce answers. And again, like, I don't sit down and write everything out word for word and like read my notes out to you guys. These are things I try to think of as much as I can, at least in the moment. So it reflects what a real native speaker would say. So I don't like put on my teacher hat and think about grammar and stuff. Like, how would a real person talk like this to get that native speaker 9, right? The native 9, let's say.
Mm-hmm. Native 9. I like the ring to that.
Yeah. So, like, what does that sound like? What does a native 9 answer sound like? So that's what I try to do in these videos. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
So,
and we know that has helped students, you know, get their target score.
Yeah.
Right. We've gotten emails from students who have you know, occasionally people can do it if they're already at a very high level.
Yes.
Most people do need a step-by-step system, but occasionally people can watch the videos and are able to increase their scores to some extent to what they need. So clearly your advice works.
Yeah. I mean, there's some amazing comments on here. There's this one that says, hi, Jesse. I love you.
That's cute.
I just love seeing that. I don't know who this person is, but I'm like, oh, thank you. So it says, hi, Jesse. I love you. I got band score 8. You helped me a lot. Okay.
Wow.
So there's that one. And then there's another one that says, let's see, there's another one about positive results. It says, Jessica, thank you. I viewed your videos before my exam and applied the tricks to my speaking test, and I got very positive results. Thank you. God bless.
Awesome.
Like, really positive. Super awesome.
Yeah. No, the majority of the comments, actually like 95% of the comments are that, right?
Yeah. Well, I'd say like 99.
Yeah, 99%. Exactly. And then,
so there's one comment, and I need to reply to this person, but it says, okay, let's look at this. And then he quotes what I say in the video. He says, there is a person in my life that I've known forever, and I have a great deal of respect for them. Because that's what I said in the video, right? Just again, yeah. Like didn't plan it, just that's what I would say just naturally. Mm-hmm. And then he says, problem number one, if you want a 7+ score, never use that instead of who for people. It is not wrong, but that is of a much lower grade vocabulary than who.
What? whoa, where is this coming from?
I don't know.
How could that even, like, why does that person think that?
I don't know. I seriously don't know. So I think maybe because that is more of a general relative pronoun. We can apply it to people and places and things. And like you could apply it to anything, right? Whereas who is more specific, you only apply it to people. But that does not reflect the level of vocabulary. And if anything, this reflects a grammar score, not a vocabulary score. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
And he says that you cannot get a 7 or higher if you use that, which is ridiculous. You guys, oh my God, that makes no sense. It seriously doesn't.
Oh my gosh, this person should be banned from commenting.
I know.
It's okay. It's good. It's good that people can comment. People are welcome to voice their opinions. It just makes me nervous. I just hope that this is not an IELTS teacher.
I know, because that's what it seems like, because he does word his response very well, right?
Yeah.
And it does sound like sort of like he has a teacher hat on right now.
Yeah,
that is
totally
what it sounds like, totally. It's from the name, it's obviously not, well, I mean, I think it's not a native speaker. So I think non-native speaker teachers are way more strict with the rules because they have to rely on them.
Yeah, right? No, I think you're right. It's really all you have sometimes.
It's different. Whereas native speakers, we can tell you what we say, but maybe we don't know why, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a very different way of approaching it. But, you know, when it comes to the descriptors, I mean, it all goes back to the descriptors and the scores. So the scoring system. So go back to the scoring system. Is there anything in the scoring system that says that you should use who instead of that? No.
Exactly.
Right?
So let me, there's another problem that he finds, and I'll talk about that in a second, but let me tell you guys why this sentence, and guys, this isn't the only sentence I give you in the video. I do give you more ways, more interesting native speaker ways to introduce your answer, which were, I guess, perfect because he didn't respond about them, but this one really made him mad. but the reason why this sentence is so good to introduce your answer is because, again, the descriptors, you guys, the fluency and coherence aspect, okay? This is a fluent way to introduce your answer because it's natural, because it's something a native speaker would say. Grammatically, vocabulary-wise, pronunciation-wise, everything about it is a 7 or higher, an 8 or 9, as a matter of fact.
So it sounds like what's happening, what's that expression, he's missing the forest for the trees? Like he's missing main point of why you shared that phrase, and that it's that it covers all these aspects of the descriptors to get the 7 or higher, and he's nitpicking the little thing that he can find that's a mistake that doesn't even matter in the scoring system.
Exactly. So the problem number 2, and I see where he's coming from on this, he says, wrong use of a relative clause, whether you use that or who you must avoid using them at the end of the sentence. So that makes sense because I said there is a person in my life and I have a great deal of respect for them. Okay. So that makes sense because I said a person and them for sure. Mm-hmm. Like those two things don't agree. I get that. But if this is a slip that native speakers make all the time. Like,
oh yeah.
This where the pronoun doesn't agree, because if I say there is a person, I'm not being specific yet. I'm not telling you who she or he is. And so we often do this. Native speakers do this all the time where we say them as this general pronoun, because it would sound really awkward if I said, and I have a great deal of respect for him or her. Like that.
Yeah.
It
sounds so awkward. And I guess it sounds like this particular, person hasn't been around native English that much, because
I think so. Yeah.
If they have, they would know that that's the way whether it's correct or not, we say it a lot. So on the speaking test, I mean, you know, we want to sound, what do you think about in terms of the speaking test?
So even if you look at band score 9 for grammar, right? And again, like this sentence hits a 9 for every aspect. Okay.
Okay.
If you look at band score 9 for grammar, it says exhibits, native speaker slips. Okay. And this is a native speaker slip. Again, you don't have to be perfect. Native speakers aren't perfect. You don't have to be perfect to get a 9. So, and this just occurred to me. Another reason why it's so common for us to say this is because if I start out by saying there is a person, that is a genderless statement. I'm not saying male or female at this point. So it would sound weird to my ears if I ended that sentence with him or with her, because I haven't referenced a gender yet. So them does not have a gender. So I think for, as English speakers, this is more comfortable for us to say, because we haven't mentioned if it's a man or woman yet.
The reason that the students in our course get their target score is because we give them a step-by-step daily study plan plus strategies that you can't find anywhere else and that actually work. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to become a student in the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. See you there. Right. I mean, sometimes, you know, if we're writing out an essay, we might say him or her, right? Or I would.
Yeah.
But this video is about the speaking test.
Exactly.
Not about the writing test.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I see where the person is coming from. But unfortunately, like you said, like missing the, can't see the forest through the trees. I think
I'm not sure what that expression is. More or less, that's the point. Missing the big gift. The gold in the answer.
Yeah.
And nitpicking the little problems that don't make a difference. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and then there was like, and then somebody else caught on to that sort of negative statement and was like, I wrote down your phrase and it's totally wrong. How can you say, like, it's them is for plural? And there's like tons of exclamation points. So,
No.
Just keep in mind, guys, that your goal is to get a high score. All right. So that's your first priority, to get a high score. How do you do that? You do that by breaking out of student mind and getting into native speaker mind. And this is how we communicate. So this is an inefficient use of your time. This person could be practicing the phrases that I taught. And so they're going to use them on test day in a confident way and get a higher score. Instead of doing that, they're wasting their time talking about relative pronouns that, like, don't matter.
This kills me. And unfortunately, this is a liability. I'm not going to say this about, you know, about every teacher who's not a native speaker, but it's a liability if you're working with a teacher that's not necessarily a native speaker, that you could run into this. The teacher could be steering you in a certain direction where you're not focusing on what matters.
I think for certain tests, it's fine. It's great to work with a non-native speaker. I think like some of the lower level Cambridge tests, you know, I mean, there's so many Cambridge tests, but some of the lower level ones would be fine to work with a non-native speaker, because that is all about grammar and vocabulary knowledge. But once you get to IELTS, once you get to these high level tests, it's not just about grammar and vocabulary. It's about sounding like you can communicate like a native speaker. And that's not being perfect. native speakers aren't perfect, right? It's about communicating like us.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof, this is tricky. I mean, so are you going to go ahead and just respond to this, to the student in YouTube, Jessica, just to kind of summarize what we've talked about? I think it's, probably a good idea. Yeah.
And then, like you said, when we publish this episode, we should put this link in there because it does worry me if other students see this comment, they're like, oh God. Oh, geez, I'm not going to watch these videos anymore.
But if
they scroll down, they're going to see five more comments that say how these strategies have helped people get sevens and eights.
I mean, and I think this comes back to one of our core pieces of advice is no matter who you choose to work with, when you're choosing that teacher, go to them and ask them about try to get at their understanding of the scoring system. Mm-hmm. Like if that teacher were to give you that advice, ask the teacher, how does that help my score? Or how does it hurt my score if I do this? Like go back to the scoring system every time.
Exactly. Because these two problems this person mentioned are not reflective of the scoring system at all.
Yeah. We're not necessarily, when it comes to IELTS, like it's, you know, I mean, having your general fluency pushed up is important, but you know, we can go off and take other English courses to work on our English. This is about passing the exam and achieving our life vision. Okay. So we need to keep our eye on the ball and focus on what matters.
Yeah, exactly, you guys. So just be wary of who's giving you the advice. And remember that our YouTube videos are just a hint of the strategies that you get in our course, Three Keys IELTS. So the complete strategies with samples, practice exercises, everything you need for all parts of the exam, that's in our course. But our YouTube videos and our podcasts, we just give you like a couple steps, just a taste.
Kind of out of order a little bit sometimes. But so if you want to get the full step-by-step study plan, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you can get in there today. You can join our Facebook group, start asking Jessica questions immediately.
I love our Facebook group.
Awesome. This has been fun. So interesting. The IELTS world is endlessly fascinating.
Who knew?
And I don't say that sarcastically.
Most people would, but we, however, love IELTS.
You got it. All right, Jessica, I'll see you back here tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.